This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana State University Bobcat football team on Monday night won the national championship. Second-seeded MSU, with a 14-2 record this season, won in a 35-34 overtime game over unseeded Illinois State in the FCS title game in Nashville. It's been 41 years since the Bobcats won an FCS Division I AA-level national championship, and it's the fourth national championship in Montana State University Bobcat football program history. MSU's 1984 team is the last time the Bobcats have won the national championship at the FCS level. MSU won the NAIA title in 1956 and the Division II title in 1976. Now, 41 years after the 1984 national title, the Bobcats are national champions again. It was a chaotic and close game. MSU blocked an Illinois State field goal near the end of regulation, then MSU blocked a point after attempt after an Illinois State touchdown in overtime, then burned three downs before a desperation fourth down touchdown pass that turned a near loss into maybe the most thrilling victory in MSU history. In the opening quarters of the game, MSU Bobcat quarterback Justin Lampson led the team to two touchdowns to put the Cats ahead 14-0 early in the second quarter. But ISU scored a touchdown with less than a minute left in the first half of the game that MSU immediately answered with a TD drive that lasted 36 seconds and three plays. The touchdown came on a 33-yard pass from Lampson to wide receiver Dane Steele, who broke a tackle, hurdled a defender, evaded another tackler, and stretched across the goal line for the touchdown to put the Bobcats up 21-7 at halftime. In a game dominated by MSU in the first half, Illinois State rebounded with inspired play in the second half, while MSU committed 9 false start penalties to slow their momentum, along with less time in possession of the ball. In regulation, ISU possessed the ball for almost 40 of 60 minutes of regulation. ISU in the second half tied the game 28-28. In the last minute of regulation, ISU attempted a game-winning field goal with a kicker that had played in just two games. MSU's Jace McMillan blocked ISU's Cosentino's field goal attempt with about 1 minute left to preserve the tie score and take the game into overtime, the first time in FCS Division I AA championship history since 1978 to go to overtime. Illinois State scored first in overtime, but again, the kicking game proved the difference as MSU defensive end Hunter Parsons blocked Cosentino's extra point attempt, putting the score at ISU 34, MSU 28. The Bobcats took possession back, but burned through three unsuccessful downs and were down to their final play in overtime and at risk of losing the championship game when MSU quarterback Justin Lampson, under pressure, lofted a 14-yard pass to MSU wide receiver Taco Dowler in the end zone on 4th and 10 for the tying touchdown. MSU kicker Miles Sandstead finished it off with the extra point to put MSU ahead 35-34, and the Bobcat players, coaches, and thousands of MSU fans spilled onto the Vanderbilt field in celebration. Lampson was voted the FCS Championship's most outstanding player. He completed 18 of 27 passes for 280 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no turnovers, while rushing for 30 yards and 2 scores. The championship win capped off a 13-game winning streak at home in Bozeman at Bobcat Stadium after MSU won the Big Sky Conference for the second straight season and beat their cross-state rival Montana Grizzlies twice, in the regular season finale and in the semifinal playoff game. This MSU Bobcat football team is composed of young players. There are just 9 seniors on the team, paving the way for continued success in coming years. And MSU Bobcat football head coach Brent Vegan, actively pursued by other bigger football programs during MSU's playoff games, decided to stay with MSU through its championship run. That's the Montana State University Bobcat football team, victorious in the FCS Division I AA level national championship for the first time in 41 years. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.